And I always like to affirm this because it centers me and focuses me. But I know of myself I can do nothing. It's a Christ within who does the work. So I surrender myself to this moment right here, right now, to do the work in the will of the Spirit Divine. Well, this morning, first of all, I got to settle myself down a little bit because I get so full when I hear that song. I picked two of my favorite songs this morning, Surely the Presence. Oh, that just goes deep, doesn't it? And then to think that that presence and that energy and that love is you, each and every one of you, and me too. This morning I'm going to talk a little bit about balancing act, because that's what life is really about, balancing everything out. You know, one of the most exciting things for me, and not only when I was younger, but now, is to watch a high wire act. Do you ever watch somebody? And as we watch, we're always full of anticipation. What's going to happen? Are they going to make it across there? How are they going to get their big feet on that little bitty wire? And the momentum builds up, doesn't it? And they start out very slowly. I've never seen one start out. It's always very slowly, making sure their foots are right where they need to be. I imagine the first time one walks that wire, it's much like when we become consciously aware of our twofold nature. We are in this world having a physical existence, but we are not of this world. There is something in us which is created in the image and likeness of God. We begin to step out in faith, looking around at those who journeyed this path before, wondering, is my faith deep enough to help me make it across the high wire of my life? Do I trust enough to keep going? Will this metaphysical stuff that they're talking about, how is it going to help me? Is it going to really work? How do I create a balance of it all? Because that's what walking this thing we call human experience, it's all about the balance. So what are the signs that you might need alignment? I know with my car shows me signs when it needs an alignment. It's not very smooth, is it? Well, what are the signs that we show? Grumbling. Anybody grumble? Complain. You realize times when you're constantly complaining about something. Out in the sun, out in the heat, complain. Judging. Nobody in here judges anyone else, right? We can skip that one. Or reacting or worrying, focusing on, and this is a big one, I don't have enough time. I'm too busy, I'm too tired. You ever find yourself going through the motions and not enjoying any part of it? Just going through the motions. I had a job once. Well, I had a job a couple times. And I realized one morning, I just woke up and realized I'm not having any fun. Any fun. None. When I go in, nothing. When you notice you are off balance, when you notice that your life is kind of helter-skelter, if you are expressing any of those things I mentioned, then it's time to do as Jesus Christ beckoned us. Come ye apart a while. Because what that does, it reconnects us. It plugs us in. It gets us recharged. And then when we look down that wire, we can walk that line in perfect harmony and peace. There are times when we are so busy doing that we neglect to get centered, to get balanced. There's a story about a Zen master, and he told his large monastery one day that he has a lot for them to do. And the one monk said, "Wow, I'm going to have so much to do here today that I will have to spend an extra hour meditating." The busier we are, the more we need to bring ourselves into balance. Spirit, soul, and body, all one, all working together in harmony. When we're busy, 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 if we take the time to get centered, to get focused, to bring ourselves back into that harmony and that alignment, that is when you will be the most effective. That's when I know at times when I've been so focused and doing my meditation every morning faithfully, and I've gone out and no matter what's thrown at me, I'm like, hey, we got this. You know, and walk that line. So, we have this human existence. We have this spiritual existence. Jesus Christ, and we can't but help look at his life to see how we can go about bringing that balance into play. He displayed the balance many, many times. He came among us and lived a human existence. He also, I'm sure, came up with some temptations like you and I do. But he also had an intuitive knowing that there was more to this existence than just than meets the eye. I like how they tried to trick him a few times. And one time they came to him, they said, oh, we'll get him with this one. They said, which is greater? Which is greater? Caesar or what you're teaching us? That's my words of the last one. And he said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God. In other words, that's telling me everything has its place. Yes, we still have to go to jobs, or some of us who are retired, we still have things we have to do. It takes time to do those things, and those are the Caesar things. But we also need to take time to pray and meditate and connect, rejuvenate our minds and our bodies through prayer. And this is the balance. This is the balance. Now, I'm going to read you a story of Mary and Martha. And from this story, there are, oh gosh, I guess there are 100 lessons that I could bring to you just from this set of scriptures. But when I was thinking about what to bring you, this kind of resonated with me as far as the theme of balance. And starting with Luke 10, verse 38, it says, now it came to pass, they went, this is Jesus and his disciples, And this is telling me he has all his powers going for him, all his attributes, which means he was in perfect balance at this time. All 12 were with him. He entered a village, and a certain woman called Martha received him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard the word. But Martha was so cumbered with serving and getting things together and organizing. And finally, she came to the Lord and said, "Dost thou not care that my sister has left me alone to serve?" Remember what I said earlier about the complaining or judging? "Dost thou not care that my sister has left me alone to serve?" Now, Martha evidently was not happy to be serving because she was noticing that there was someone else not doing what she felt was anything. Too busy with the doing. We have to take time to form that balance. Do and be. So anyway, Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away." So we need a balance, don't we? We need the Martha in us, the doing, but we also need to balance that with the Mary, with the getting to know our spiritual nature, listening. You know, feet, when we think of Martha at Jesus' feet, feet metaphysically represents understanding. So she was getting that understanding. Martha was so busy doing that she could not see that there needed to be a mixture. She needed to enjoy herself more, relax a little bit more, let go a little bit more. Now, whenever I do that story, people always say, "Oh, well, Mary should have got up and helped." And blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, we need them both. We need to bring them both into balance. Sometimes I get so busy doing and going and volunteering and doing this and that till I forget to feed my inner self. And what happens to me at that time? The breakdown occurs. I begin to think I am separated from God because I'm so tired from that divine love. But when I take time to sit down and bring myself back into focus, things lighten up, things lit up, and I go out and I can do the do, and I can be the be, and they're in harmony with one another, one not overpowering. I just want to give you a few things from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary on this story, so you can kind of go home and pull up these scriptures and put it in a little more context for you. Martha metaphysically represents outer activity of the soul. Mary represents the inner phase of the spiritual nature. In other words, Martha represents the material consciousness. Mary represents the spiritual consciousness. Martha chooses to show her love by doing, serving. Mary chooses to show hers by learning and listening and being. Both of these activities are necessary, but we should take heed that in our desire to be about the doing, We do not forget our times of communion, our times of connecting, our times of getting to know the voice of that indwelling Christ within you. So this is really a helpful thing for all of us. When we give the Martha in us precedence over everything, anxiety builds in, irritation. We forget and get so busy that we forget the intent as to what? Lovingly serve. You ever hear, I have to. I have to go to church. Do you have to? No, it's a choice. You get to come in here and worship with one another, love one another, fellowship with one another. When you think of terms that I have a choice, I get to do this. I get to do the doing and be the be. Oh, okay. That's a little different. But you understand what I'm saying, bringing it all together. So let me close with a little quote from Myrtle from How to Let God Help You. Just as a reminder, so when you get ready to stand up and get on your high wire today, you'll remember that it's going to take balance. It's going to take balance to complete that performance or that experience or that task. Put a little love in there and do a little do. Myrtle says first of all, remember that God is omnipresent, a present in as the very life in which you live, move, and have your being, the very substance out of which your body is formed and nourished, the very intelligence which is within you, in every nerve, every brain cell, and every structure of your body. God is the very love which draws and holds all together in perfect harmony. You know what, though? You have a choice. You can choose to let that move in and throughout you. You can choose divine love. You can choose that divine spirit that is within you. And as you make those choices, you can come into perfect balance with the doing side of your nature and the being side of your nature. Yes? Yes. Blessings. And now, one important thing with the being side is to remember to connect, to take time to connect. And we're going to do just that right now as we prepare to turn within in meditation. So, I am going to ask you to find a comfortable position, to focus on the candle or close your eyes, but whichever you choose, take that deep breath and hold it a moment, and then release. And as you breathe in again and hold it and release, give yourself permission to take this time apart. You know, often we don't give ourselves permission, and we let our minds remain busy running to and fro with those thoughts. But in taking the time to say yes, we can take this time and connect. So breathe in and breathe out, and we'll take that journey this morning. were taking an inward journey. We're going inward to where we connect, to where we can plug in, to where the light is the most brilliant. And as we walk this path, we begin to come to a spot where we see that bright light beckoning us to come, rest a while. Come and let me cradle you, let me hold you, let me fill you with my presence. And as you breathe all that in and say yes, you step over the threshold of your inner chamber. And in that inner chamber, the light fills you and you know you are safe and secure. You know that you are in the pure essence of being. And in this space, in this time, there is nothing for you to do. If you have thoughts trying to enter in, grocery lists, things to do, just set them gently aside and tell them, peace be still. For this is the time for me to just be the Christ, part of the whole, one with all there is. And in the realization of this awareness, close the door to thy inner chamber and take a moment in the silence. You and the light. Just being the spiritual being you were created to be in the quiet. Just a few moments. And in the peace and the tranquility of this moment, just know and feel that you are the place. You are where God shows up because you are an expression of the divine. You move and live and have your being, creating that perfect balance here on this earth plane. And we are so grateful. We lift our hearts in this gratitude. And we say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. And so it is.